You kind of get to every once in a while at one of these stories early in the season where you got a team that wants to start their season. They keep on getting postponements and cancellations, and now off the air, we're talking a little bit of weather and that rainy-looking forecast for later in the week with Coach Ethan Bunnell, Grundy R5 Baseball. Coach, I'm sure the guys are anxious, but you had another cancellation against La Plata last week.
Yeah, we did. You know, we can't control the weather and what we get for weather, but you know, our attitude is what we've got to think about now. So they just got to do their best to come into practice, ready to work hard, get better, and try to make it the most fun they can to get some enjoyment out of it. We've been going for about a month now with no games. So I know it's getting old and tough for them, but they just got to do their best.
Now, I know we talked about this last week, but refresh my memory a little bit. Have the three postponements thus far, has it been all weather-related, or do you have also trying to get some guys eligible?
All our guys are eligible right now. The first one was due to a team. They didn't have quite enough to play the first game due to eligibility.
That's right. So that was Tri-County having to get guys eligible.
Yeah.
Right.
And then the last two, they have been weathered, just okay. Rainouts and storms.
And that's Class 1, not as much money, so it's harder to get the covers for the field. So the weather is going to affect those more than maybe some bigger schools.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And just the way it's been, even moving these games to, you know, the teams we were going to play, they've gotten the same storms that we've gotten, so I just nowhere to get them in up there north and east of us.
So does it look like we're talking about Brashear from the 28th and then La Plata from last Friday? Any chance of you making those up this month, Coach?
As of right now, they're not going to get made up. They're not conference games, so we don't worry too much about trying to get them in. If we could, we would. But with the way that the schedule breaks down, games here and there, it's tough to reschedule them, especially with the pitch counts with baseball. It put us playing a lot of back-to-back days on games. And, you know, with arms and what we've got with the amount of kids, that makes it really tough on us to make up these games.
So I'm looking at your opponent for Friday. And, of course, at this point, even though it looks like it's going to be pretty rainy and maybe the chances of playing aren't all that great at this point, I've got to assume that you're going to play. And unless they graduated their entire team, Coach, Green City's pretty salty.
Yeah, you know, it's one of the best teams we'll see all year. We'll see in the spring. You know, they're one of the top programs in our Class 1. So they're as good as it's going to get. So I'd love to play them. I hope the weather holds off. We want that challenge and opportunity. You know, if we want to see what kind of team we've got, there's no one better to do it against than someone like Green City.
Yeah, that has to be your message to your boys, too, is that you don't get better by playing maybe the worst team on your schedule. And even though you might win that game and give you some confidence, what you really want to do is you want to measure your program against the best. And right now, as far as, you know, Class 1 in northern Missouri, I think Green City is the best.
Yeah, absolutely. I do know they had – I think they had some kids graduate, but, you know, someone like that, they don't just – lose kids and not get, you know, kids coming up behind them that are no good. You know, that's a great program, so their young kids are going to be great, and I'm sure they're chomping at the bit to get their opportunity.
Where do you hope that specifically your team is better than it's been the last couple of years this year, Coach?
It's got to be hitting, you know. I think we've made our most improvement with, you know, fielding and maybe base running just by playing games and learning what to do and where to go, but we've got to become better hitters, especially in the 3-2 counts when we've got two strikes on us. We got to be able to fight them off and then get a single, get a double, keep moving the base runners.
At some points, you know, we don't know what the weather's going to do for Friday, so I'm looking at your schedule here. That's obviously the Green City game, and you cross your fingers and hope that you can play that. At some point, the weather turns, and it'll probably get, you know, dry, and I don't know, hot is probably the wrong term for mid-September, but you're September the 18th. Until October the 8th, there are five games in there in about a three-week period, which is actually pretty busy for high school baseball.
Yeah, that will be a busy time for us. Hopefully, we get this one in Friday, and hopefully we get to play the rest of those games too. I know it'll be tough with pitchers. We'll have to be smart with how many innings we pitch each kid and how often, but, you know, it's a lot better than just sitting and getting these games canceled.
Yeah, Tri-County on the 18th, and I talked about it with you and with Coach Lyle because I know you know each other pretty well, but that's a big game for both programs because they're just very, very similar, the programs in Galt and Jamesport, to kind of measure against one another and see where you're at.
Yeah, that's exactly right. They're just like us. You know, they're their third season of playing, you know, baseball now, so most of the teams that we're facing, they're not, you know, new programs. There are a lot of programs that have been established for, you know, 10 or so years or more. So that makes it tough on the tradition and the history, and the kids grow up wanting to play baseball at their schools, unlike us, where these kids have now just decided to start playing baseball again since they were 10 and 11 years old.
Head coach Ethan Bunnell of the Grundy R5 boys. They play at Green City on Friday. If the weather holds and you play, coach, is that the back end of a softball-baseball doubleheader then?
Yeah, it is. The softball team will get started at 5 o'clock that night.
Outstanding. We will assume that you play. Good luck against the Gophers on Friday, coach. We'll catch up with you again next Monday.
Thank you, Tom.